Kol HaMitzvos Nemar MiSinai, all the mitzvahs are said at Har Sinai. It's coming to tell us that just like Shemitah, Nemru Kol HaSein V'Digdukein MiSinai, just like Shemitah, all of the Pratim were said at Har Sinai, like it says over here. So all the mitzvahs also the same thing. In other words, the Parsha Mishnah and Rashi is because there are certain mitzvahs that are not specified in their place. Some mitzvahs, you mention them here, B'kitzer, and later on in Dvarim, they have the Pratim. So there would have been a makom to say that not all of the Dikdukim were given in Har Sinai. So for that, it tells me everything is done with the Shemitah. Shemitah, everything here is in place, all the Kolam and the Pratim, all mitzvahs are the same. Now, there are many Biurim that connect Shemitah to Har Sinai. Like, why is Shemitah especially connected to Har Sinai? So I saw a nupshah that I never saw before from the Shavla Rav, Hagoyin Rav Arichik Bax, Zeichet Tzadik Levravim. And he says the following. He says, constitutions with rules and regulations are made in one of two ways in a country. Either it's forced upon them, like during the Crusades or during the Arab Wars where, you know, they went and enforced their religion on other people. And another way is that when people settle in a land and they see what the needs of the land are, there has to be law and order, there has to be certain laws made about garbages, there has to be laws made about keeping the place clean. So after they're living in their makom, based on their way of life, they make laws. Klal Yisrael most certainly did not accept their religion from somebody else as much as they tried to force us to accept their religion, both the Catholic Church and the Muslims. We never got our religion from somebody else. This is the other way. We didn't make the rules up after we went into Eretz Yisrael. The Torah was given to us in Har Sinai way before we ever settled in Eretz Yisrael. That's something unique. The countries, usually they settle. They become a people in the country, and based on their needs, they make a constitution. But by us, what happened? It was given to us in a desolate midbar before we knew anything about Eretz Yisrael. That is the biggest proof that this is not a regular constitution. It's not a regular set of laws. It all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is l'mailam and hasman and min hamakom. And that is why he gave it to us in the midbar to show us. It's not dependent on your being in a land. It's not dependent on making up the laws based on your way of life. This is the law of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mele, he gave the mitzvah of Shemitah at Har Sinai. They didn't own land yet. They were far away from owning land. And yet he gives them a mitzvah of Shemitah. So this shows us that the Torah is not like the regular body of laws of the Ummah Sa'ilam that are either enforced by other countries upon them or they're made by society when they're in their land. Nay, this was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Sinai, and the fact that Shemitah was given before they owned any land, that goof is the biggest ride that this is a special body of laws given from HaKadosh Baruch. That's what we learn from what we hear, that the laws are given from Hashem. It's not something that's made by us. It would be made by us that we would wait till we go to Eretz Yisrael, and then we'd see what we need. We'd make up the laws there. It's also, it had to be Maisiv. There's something unique about Torah, that if you learn halachas that are not negeil lemaisa, you also get gebal liyisah, right? Because you're learning the word of Hashem. If the Torah would be totally in a society and the laws of society, it's not lemaisa. Like, where do you see that in America? If you learn the Constitution, your mamish, like, you get payment for that, you get signed up. It's a body of laws that are needed for society. But this is the word of Hashem that's not mugbul. It's not limited by society, by time and place. And Mimeli gets schar for that as well. Daber v'nei Yisrael v'amar t'aleim. Ki sovoyu el o'arz ha'shani noisen lochem. When you come to the land that I am giving you, v'shav so'ar et Shabbos l'Hashem. And the earth should rest a Shabbos l'Hashem. What is the meaning of the word Shabbos l'Hashem? Zog Rashi, Shabbos l'Hashem l'shem Hashem, k'shem shenemer b'Shabbos Bereishis. Just like it said by Shabbos Bereishis, l'shem Hashem, Shabbos l'shem Hashem, that's the Shabbos at the end of the week. This too is a Shabbos l'shem Hashem. Now what's the significance of that? So it's a Shabbos l'shem Hashem. What does that constitute, and what's the teichen advarim? So the Meshech Chachma says, it's nageya in halacha. What's the pshat? We know that there's a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos is kriya v'kayma. We're not the ones that are kaveya when Shabbos is. Shabbos is the seventh day of every week. It's Shabbos memeila. Of course, we make kiddush, and we make some kiddusha to it, but the kiddusha Shabbos is something that comes memeila. Not so Yom Tov. Eilam adeh Shabbos etikrei sam b'moy adam. It's totally in Kriyas Bezna when they're Kaveh the Chaydash, and that's Kaveh when Yom Tov is. So that's a chilek also between Shemitah and Yovel. Shemitah and Yovel both have the same halachas. You're mafki your land, and the Chaydash go, whatever. But there's a big difference between Shemitah and Yovel, because by Shemitah happens automatically. It's not totally in you. You're not Makadash Shemitah. Shemitah is the seventh year of every 7 years, and that comes Mimela. Right. Mashain came. By Yovel it says, later on in Pasuk Yud, the Kidashta Mishnas HaChamisha. Klal Yisrael's Mekadosh, Bezdin is Mekadosh. Yovel, Kodesh Tia Lochem. The Kedusha comes from you, and that's Daimu Tiyantu. So it's an Afkamina Lahalach. Shemitah is an Afkata de Malka, as the Gemara says. The king was Mafkia the land from you, Mimela. You're not Mekadosh. It's Kedusha comes Mimela, just like Shabbos. Mashenk and Yovel is not like that. That's why it says by Shemitah, Mishav Sahara Shabbos Lashem, just like Maisa Bereshis, because it's similar in that respect. It comes Mimela. I saw there's another significance in Shabbos Lashem. I'll be a Maisa. Shaul Shvadron used to say over. There was a fellow who used to live in the old Yishuv of Yerushalayim. And he volunteered to control the traffic. So he would stand there a whole day with a whistle and mamish, and he would, and of course, stop. And he was mamish in control, and ganzen tag yoimu, mamish from the beginning of the day till the end. He was busy, stop! Mamish with all his kaychas he put into it. There was only one problem. There was a traffic light there. So there was no real need for him. But he moved there, mamish. He worked the whole day, the whole type, as if there was no light over there. I was very proud of him. She packed him a lunch every day, with the thermos. In the winter, he came with the thermos with hot drinks. In the summer, he had cold drinks and mamish. And he was like, mamish, his wife's eyes. He was mamish controlling the traffic usually. One night, he wakes up in the middle of the night. He's twisting and turning. Sleep. His wife asks him, what's his? The President of the United States is coming and the traffic is going to be crazy and I'm not going to be able to control it. And then she's giving him chizuk, don't worry, you'll be able to do it. You've done it until now, you'll continue to do it. A different time, wasn't feeling well. So he called the doctor to make an appointment. So the doctor says, come in at 5:00. I can't. Why not? I'm busy controlling the traffic and I can't. Oh, you're that guy. Oh, okay. But everybody knew that something was missing over there because he felt he was controlling the traffic. So one guy had it already. One guy couldn't take it. He had to teach this guy a lesson. He said, he's standing there. Why does he do that? He's controlling traffic. I don't know. But he wanted to teach him a lesson. He goes over to him. He says, how about if you try sitting down for about 15 minutes and see if the traffic is going to be controlled. He said, what are you, crazy? How many accidents can happen in 15 minutes putting people in Sakon or whatever? He says, try just a little bit. There's a light over here. See if the light can do it. And he's screaming it away. You don't care about human life. You don't care about nothing. It's all the talking in the world of Mamish Shalom. Mamish nothing. Dr. Shalom is a true maaseh. Dr. Sholem, that's the pshat for Shav Saharetz, Shabbos, Lashem, L'Shem Hashem. We think that we control our panosa, we think that we control life, We're mamish like that guy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives panosa. There's plenty of people that are not especially talented and they're very wealthy. And what happened, there's plenty of people that are super talented and they can't seem to manage with the panosa. Everything is totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the raya to that is B'shav Sahara Shabbos Lashem. Sit down for a year and take the sidelines and see if you'll end up being any worse off for parnosa of name. That's the tachlis. What that person was trying to talk into this fellow with the traffic, you know, that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us. Let the earth rest, and it's for the purpose of being makir that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that controls the world. You should be Mekadesh, the 50th year. You should proclaim freedom to the land, to all of its inhabitants. So, you're proclaiming freedom to all of its inhabitants as a shaykh. By avodim, there's freedom, but most of the people in the land are not avodim. So what's the pshat? Ukrosim dror ba'aretz l'chol yishvel for all of its inhabitants. Because Naim Latayra says there's a pasuk in Yirmiyah that says the following: Lochein koi amar Hashem, atem lo yishamatem elai, likroi dror ish la'achiv v'ish la'reyehu. You did not listen to me to proclaim freedom, a man to his brother, a man to his friend. I'm going to free all of these calamities into the hands of your enemies, and they will impose it upon you. You see from over here that if you proclaim freedom for avodim, it's goyrim to freedom from cherev, is goyrim for freedom from the enemy, and you'll have a nice life. But if you don't, then that causes problems. That's how to cross and draw baritz l'chol yishev. This is not just freedom for the avodim. This is freedom for all of the people in the land. If you proclaim freedom for them, you'll be free from the enemy. If you don't proclaim freedom, then you'll be meshuvah to the enemy. That's a cross and draw baritz l'chol yishev. And if you're going to say, what are we going to eat in the seventh year? Hey, loy nizra, loy nesavas tvor seinu. We can't plant or gather our tvor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, v'tzivisi es b'chosi aleichem. I'll be mitzava my bracha to you, and I will command the bracha. It'll produce for 3 years. For the sixth, for the seventh, and for the eighth. Now, when is this v'chisayimu taking place? When are they going to say this? Parsha is mashma. You'll say, what are we going to eat in the seventh year? Right? So the Ramban says that the Daiga, really, they're going to say this, what are we going to eat in the eighth year? That's what the Ramban learns. They're going to say in the seventh year, what are we going to learn in the eighth year? But the Mefarshim ask Akasha, what do you mean? If the Torah says there's going to be in the sixth year enough for 3 years, so by the seventh year you already see that there's enough abundance for 3 years. So why are you going to say this in the seventh year? You already saw the abundance in the sixth year. How's it shayach to ask such a question in the seventh year? So the Klayoker learns, not like that. The Klayoker learns not like the Ramban. The Klayoker learns, v'chisayimru, if you're going to say in the sixth year, what are we going to eat in the seventh year? So when you're saying it in the sixth year, you did not yet see the abundance. Not like the Ramban ones, you're saying it in the seventh year. However, the Kliyoker does say that there is a pshat that says that the abundance of tefuah is not going to be, there's going to be more tefuah. You're going to eat a little bit and it's going to expand in your stomach. See, if you learn like that, then it's shaykh to learn like the Ramban also. You don't see an abundance in front of you, right? All you know, it's going to come the seventh year, you're going to worry about the eighth year, you don't have. But see, he says, Berkosti, it'll be Oichel Kimmel Mizbar of the Mayor. That's what the Klayoker says. But the Alta for the Vardens is a totally different shaykh. He says it like this. We're talking about an Arnt L'chiyin. Talking about a good year. He wants to keep Shemitah, and he wants to keep the mitzvah, mamish. But he realizes that it's going to be hard. The life is difficult. After everything is said and done, the seventh year is hard. And, you know, how are you going to put together that? It's good, Hashem promises it, but it's not easy. So this fellow says, I'll save my tefillah a little bit in the first year, a little bit in the second year, a little bit in the third. I'll put away, and then the seventh year, I won't have any problems. I won't have to plan. I won't have to do anything. Technically speaking, he's Mekayim the Mitzvah of Shemitah. Over the spirit, the neshama, the shayrish of the mitzvah that he lost. Because the whole idea is in the seventh year not to be samech on yourself, not to be samech on your savings. The idea is to be samech on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that the Torah says, v'chisaynu manoichel nashana hashviyas. If you're going to say, what am I going to eat in the seventh year? And then you're going to start, you're going to want to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's not the way to do it. The way to do it is be samech on the bracha that I am going to give. The CV says, because I like it. This person is already saying it in the first year of the cycle of Shemitah. What am I going to eat? I got to start putting things away. Zokta HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not the way to do it. Technically, you're being Mekayim the mitzvah, but the real way is, B'Saimachan B'Tzivi says, B'Chasi Aleichem, I will command my bracha upon you in the sixth year. But this fellow is already saying it in the first year. There's a famous Ramban on Parsis B'Chukoisai, in B'Chukoisai Teleichu. If you'll go in my and the Torah gives all of the brachas, and he said, look, I'm dying, says, Botzir, and so on. So there's a famous Ramban over here. And the words of the Ramban, are the phrase in the Ramban, is quoted by many Svarim. Dr. Ramban, the klal is, that when klal is, it's in Pasuk Yud Alef, this Ramban, in the beginning of the Chukai, Pasuk Yud Alef, the klal is, when Yisrael is shleimim and they are rabim, when they are complete and they're also a rabim, their things are not going to happen b'derech hateva at all. Not in their guf, not on their land, not in general klal Yisrael, and not for every single individual. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bless their bread and their water. There's not going to be any sickness. He's going to take away any sickness. They're not going to have to come on to any doctor. And they're not going to have to watch b'derech hateva, the ways of the refuah. Like it says, ki ani Hashem reifecha. The Ramban continues, and this is what the tzaddikim used to do in the times of nevuah. If let's say they were over on an aveira and caused them to get sick, they wouldn't go to the doctor. They'd go to the Navi, and say, what did I do wrong? And the Navi would tell them and be madrich them on the proper way, and they would do tshuva, and maybe that would be cleaned up. Abahadayrish Hashem bin Navi, Lo Yidroish Beroifim. And this is the famous phrase that's found in the Rabban. Uma Chelik Loroifim Deveis Oisei Ritzayin Hashem. What portion do doctors have in the house of those that do the Ratzon Hashem? Uma Chelik Loroifim Deveis Oisei Ritzayin Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already promised. Uberech Eslach Mecha Vesmei Mecha Vasi Raisim Achlam Ikir Becha. He says, and that's the pshat when the Torah says, the Gemara of a Kamel. The Gemara says, V'rapa yirapa. Mikan shenitna rishus l'roifei l'rapas. Hashem gives rishus to the doctor to heal people. It doesn't say nitna rishus l'choyla l'hizrapas. It says nitna rishus l'roifei l'hizrapas. Why? Because since the choyla got sick and he's coming for the refuah, that's not from the Eitz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Eitz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is go to the Navi. Go to the Tzaddik. So Hashem really doesn't want the regular person to go to Raifim. Nor if, let's say, the fellow's talking not noyig the way Hashem wants. Hashem tells the doctor, you're not mechuyiv, you know, not to cure him. You can't eat in Rishus L'Raifim. Oh, but the Ratzon Hashem is, you should go to the Raifim. You should go to Ani Hashem Raifim. I am Hashem, your doctor. Now, his famous ma'aser with the Netziv. The Netziv was once feeling sick, and his family was pressing, and they should call a doctor to the house. He didn't want, but finally they put pressure on him. They called the doctor to the house, and the doctor, he administers a very thorough checkup, and he writes out a prescription, and he should get this medicine. After he left, the Netziv threw the prescription into the fire. So the Mishpach asked him, what was the tachlis of calling a doctor to diagnose when you're not using his medicine. He said, no, it's different from Pictakos. The doctor diagnosed the makor of the sickness, which part of the body it is. Now, I want to be mechaven, that part of the body. Lefi it's mitzvah, it's ruchni is the kikayach, the mewa, it's a gavalda goyftim. Over ma'ala raifa b'vei siri Hashem. It's not the doctor that cures. Matter of fact, I believe that the Malbim says of Pshat, Rifa'enu Hashem v'nei Rofei. What's the double lashon? Rifa'enu Hashem v'nei Rofei. Cure us Hashem in our ruchnias, and memela we will be cured on our guf. That's the way he learns Pshat, the double lashon. And that's what the Ramban says over here. V'hisig lochem da'ish as botzir. V'achaltem lachmechem lo'soiva. You will eat your bread in satisfaction. And you will sit confidently in your land. And then the Torah continues, V'nosati sholim ba'aretz, I will place peace in the land, and you'll be able to lie peacefully and no one's going to, you know, disturb you. You have to understand, if it already says in the first pasuk, V'yishavtem lebetach ba'aretzichem, right, that we'd be confident that the enemies are not going to come, they're not going to be, you know, to tumble us, so in the middle there's going to be peace in the land. So why does it have to say in the next pasuk, V'nosati sholim ba'aretz? Talk to Ramban, two different things. One bracha is, you'll have shalom on your boundaries, and the enemies are not going to attack. They're not going to overstep your boundaries. And therefore you'll be able to live confidently in your land. There's a second bracha, there's going to be shalom amongst you. The first bracha is from the enemy. The first bracha is from surrounding people by the boundaries. They're not going to come in. But then you need another bracha. There's going to be shalom within you. You're not going to have a Muhammad, one man against his friend. Human being is the most complicated priya in the world. Human being, sometimes he's not at peace. A lot of times he's not at peace with himself. And kal v'chomer, that causes, you know, sichsuch with other people. So that has to have a special bracha. It's brought down in the Sefer Shevet Miyehuda. And when Titus Harosha, when he laid siege to Yerushalayim, and he built, you know, these rams to be able to shoot down at the Yidden, and he had battering rams. So Titus said later on, he commented, there's no need for me to bring these battering rams. The Yidden are battering rams against each other. The Nebuchadnezzar, there was a civil war going on between the different factions in Klal Yisrael. You had the Bar Yoinim, you had those that backed the Chachonim, and you had the Tzedukim. It says they're battering rams against each other. So for this, the Ramban says, we need a special bracha. One bracha from the Oivim, and one bracha the Shmishalom amongst ourselves. You see in Eretz Yisrael today, the state of Israel, which is the state of confusion. You know, how Mamish, they have a great land, and they have great advances. They're far and beyond any of the Arab countries. And most, such a fledgling country, in such a short period of time, built itself up. And yet they can't form a government. Why? Because two people can't get along with each other. This one wants covered for himself, and this one wants covered for himself. So you need a special bracha that there has to be shalom. There has to be shalom within you. That's what the Ramban is talking about. Shteitin posik v'zacharti lahem bris rishayim. I will remember for them the covenant of the rishayim. What's this bris rishayim? Zok deheli yiksav sefer. With these words, the Torah is telling us tremendous gezer. It's telling us that we shouldn't lose spirit and we shouldn't give up hope in the galus. Klal Yisrael is in the galus already for thousands of years. The matzav haruchni, our spiritual level, is far, far away from the previous generations. So a person might think to himself that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom is going to forsake us forever. We're not on the Madrega. For that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Zacharti Lachem Bris Rishayim. What is Bris Rishayim? The Bris of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Take a look, what was so special about Gulas Mitzrayim? B'nai Yisroel Oivet Avayit Zora Ad Kidei, that the Malachim were not able to discern between them and the Mitzrayim. They said, Halalu Avodah Avodah Zorah, Halalu Avodah Avodah Zorah. Afal Pikein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed them and brought them to Yeshua. Zoktas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the deepest gullus, and the deepest Esther Ponim, and the goals could be lasting for thousands of years. And we tack on a Shvacha Madrega, Vizokharti Mahem Bris Rishainim. I'm going to remember for you the Bris of the Rishainim and Mitzrayim, and even though you're not on the level, perhaps that is desired, Afal Pekan, I won't forget you. I will lazy ways. We should see that time, the card of Yomeinu. Amen. A guten Shabbos, everybody. A guten Shabbos. Sure, Zeit gesund. Next week, there should be a chair. I don't want to get shoes. I want to get shoes.